Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. Take one look at our own impressive lineup of Joey Savacci, Justin Hill, Austin Forkner, and Adam Cincirillo. We build champions.
Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Chad Reed, hey, nice return to the box. I've been asking you for interviews the last couple of weeks. You said I have nothing to say. Well, tonight you did. Great job. Was it bike, or I think it was more the track slash the dirt, but what do you think?
No, it was bike. I mean, okay. Our bike is considerably changed. If I'm truthful, I had this, you know, not everything the same, but mm-hmm. we were going in this direction last week. So I think that we showed progress last week. Like, I was happy, you know, and every time out, it was like a test session, you know? Like, when you have a season where the first two races just don't go to plan, it allows you to just be like, you know what? We've got nothing to lose. Try to have a meeting, try to make progress in a way that I felt we needed to make it. And I got the green light. So we went, I want to say, 2 days of testing on, before Anaheim 2. And I think that we got, things in the right direction throughout the day, throughout the night. We were able to be better last week. And then my start just wasn't there, you know. Like, I honestly think, you know, with a decent start, I can podium last week too. Maybe not podium, but even just, I think I'm a solid top five guy last week.
Yeah.
Just didn't get the start. And then the starts are frustrating, you know, to be honest, because, you know, it seems like Cooper has found a way to make it work. At least last week, I don't know where he was in the main event. I didn't have to pass him at any point, so I know that his start tonight wasn't awesome. And that's just the – man, I don't know. Like, whenever it's hard and slick, I'm good on the start. And whenever I got traction, I really struggle. And, need to fill that thing with loose dirt or, but that's my weakest thing right now. I feel like – you know, I was really well prepared coming in, and I expected to podium at the first race, you know, like, so when I didn't, and then you go to San Diego, a place that I do well at, and then struggle again, it bums you out, because it's like you work too damn hard to do that, and it's like everyone wants to say, he's just getting old, whatever, and it's like, I can win these things, I can challenge for the championship, I promise you that, you know, it's like, my age, I'm good, you know, like, I feel like I'm as fit as I've ever been, I'm riding as good as I've ever rode, you know, throughout my career, and it's just a number at this point, so.
Well, I asked Wyndham when he was hanging up, I said, dude, you can still ride around and get 10th, and Wyndham's like, no. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure that at some point that happens, that comes. But at 34, almost 35, like, I still feel good. I mean, man, like, at 35, some athletes are in their prime.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, for us, we have a lot of young kids, and it's you know, so you're kind of like, you're trying to break the mold a little bit. And, you know, I mean, look at tonight, you know, like, I felt like I was better than everybody in the Woots. I was able to do that triple quad pretty much every lap.
Yeah, I felt like that was a huge thing. Yeah. You were getting that consistently. Dangerous. Every guys would get a hit and miss, but man, for you, it seemed like no problem.
It really was no problem, and that was fun. Like, you know, like, I rode tonight, and it was fun from start to finish. Because I was just able to do, and I felt like I was able to be me, and that's what's fun. That's what keeps me coming back, you know?
I think it had something to do with the track. It was a tricky track. It was a cool track. It took skills. It took technicality.
I agree with you in the fact that it took skills. It took technical. You know, like, there was probably three sections on the track, yeah. Whoops. Out of the first turn, triple, then the next turn, yeah. Going triple, quad, triple, double. Right. So it wasn't your average just pin it wide open, yeah. Kind of boring track. For sure it was, a track that suited me, but I can tell you that we're much better with the bike. So
yeah.
I just need to keep working on my starts. Just yeah. It's it's not me, to be honest, but I can't fix it.
Kind of stuff you went through last year.
Different, and like I said, I did it, we did that race in Australia and I almost hole shot at every race, but it was rock hard,
yeah.
And slippery and I was good and yeah. Solid then. So I need to find a happy medium somehow. And I don't know if it's, something that we can do electronics. I don't know if it's something that I can do with my style. It's so hard to change a style. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, you just got to do this. And it's like you've spent 18 years yeah. of doing it one way. Yeah. It's really, really difficult to change that. That's my next box that I need to tick is getting starts, because I need to put myself in a position to ride like that and to yeah. be that guy, because that guy's there every weekend. Sorry to keep dragging it on, but yeah. like the racing's changed.
Yeah.
Like when you get up into the Tomax, the Dungies, Millsaps, like guys that are been around a while, they race you different, you know? Kelsey Lee, like they'll give you an inch, yeah. here and there that allows you and them to maintain yeah. race right. pace.
Everybody's going forward here.
At the end of the day, you want to yeah. do the best you can. You want to get on the podium. It's changed a lot. And everybody wants to cross jump you, which just frustrates the absolute. It makes me so mad.
Anderson's move on Webb, you're just like, why would you do that?
You understand, because he wants to qualify out of the heat.
Yeah.
But then it's like, dude, you took yourself down too. Yep. And I've been there. I've done that. So it's like, who am I to judge? But it's different. The cross jumping from, right side to left side, and how hard everybody, covers the turn. And it makes you ride like an absolute idiot, sure.
Like
you start yeah. riding that rhythm, right. And it's so hard, dude. And then early rounds, Kenny Dunge, yeah. Marvin, they're gone.
Yeah.
And that's what happened tonight. Yeah. Eli gets a hole shot, rides, solid laps and yeah. gone. Like I got into second and I was just like, wow,
yeah.
Gone. By the time I got into second, I think he had at least 15 seconds.
Yeah, I think it was 15, yep.
Something like that. He's good, but not that good, that's just the race being yeah. so slow behind him because of the stop start and everything like that, so.
Well, nice work. Everybody loved it. You and Tomac turning your seasons around from where it's been. I think that's exciting for the series and for us. And I guess I won't bet against you anymore.
Yeah, you lost yeah. money tonight. And shit, man, we were 7th and 8th place last weekend.
That's great for the series. It's great for everybody.
That's great, Ryan's solid. Would have been nice to see Sealy get in there and he's there every weekend and he's got another little streak going with podium. So I at least want to be second. I don't want him to beat my yeah. I don't want him to be
yeah.
1 and 2.
Yeah, yeah,
at once
exactly.
upon a time I was 1 and 2.
yeah.
Now I'm 1 and 2
yeah.
and 3 or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So but yeah, I'm excited that I got, up on the podium, and now I just want to shout out winning one of these things.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, hey, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Thank
All
you.
Right, thanks.